Bruchem Abayim to the fifth and continuing shiurim of the sources of the halacha from its from the Gemara and the Rishonim and on to the Shulchan Aruch. Today I'm going to go on to a slightly different topic. In fact, I actually promised something at the end of last week's shiur, but I think it's probably better that we postpone it until we've learned actually more sugyas. But we're once again we're in the Gemara in Brachos and we're in the Mishnah. The first Mishnah in Brachos, right? The Emesai Kodesh Ma'avin, right? From what time do we read Kriya Shema at night? Mishav Shekehana Deklosan Chol Betrumasa. The time the Kohenim Itruma Atzav Ashbayah Rishonim Devram Liyasa. Where it says you can read Kriya Shema until the Ashbayah Rishonim. And Chachamim say Ad Chatzos. Chachamim say Ad Chatzos. Rav Gamliel Oymer, Ad Shelah Amar HaShachar. Mill says you can read until Amar HaShachar. So, it's clear in the Mishnah, there seems there is a dispute, the Machlokes, between Chachamim and Rav Gamliel. Goes on the Mishnah, all of you know the Mishnah, very famous Mishnah, Ma'isil Bo, but we bought a Beis HaMishnah, the children of Rav Gamliel came from a Beis HaMishnah. Amar Loi, they said to him, Lekhan L'Shema. You haven't read Kriya Shema yet. And it was certainly after Chatzos, after midnight. Amar Lahem, he said to them, Rav Gamliel said to them, if it does not reach the time of Amar HaShachar, you can still read Kriya Shema. And then he goes on to says, in Cain, Lam Abu Chama Chatzos. Right? If that's true, why the Chacham say until Chatzos? In other words, he wants to claim, he says, Komish Bu Chama Chatzos. Everything Chacham say that goes until Chatzos. Mitzvah Sadat Yala Amar HaShachar. You can really read it until Amar HaShachar. So he says, "Olam abu chama chatzos." What chacham say until chatzos? G'day lahachik al ben avera. In order to distance the person from avera, that's what Gamliel says. Now the question is, what is the machlokes of Gamliel and chacham? Now, just to before we begin, it's important just to give our bearings. The Gemara at the end of Dalet Sefer Mar Aleph. The Gemara says, regarding Chama Omer Machatzos, I'm in the Bavli, Dalet Sefer Mar Aleph. So the Gemara says, Chama Kaman Tzvirlo, who do Chacham hold like? Ikra B'liezer, Adam Tzila Kam B'liezer. Ikra B'gamliel, Adam Tzila Kam B'liel. So the Gemara says, the other Kram B'gamliel, Tzvirlo, the other Kram B'gamliel, which means that really, you can read Kriya Shema all night. V'hatika amri al chatzos. That Chacham said until chatzos. Kidei lachik ato ben avera. In other words, Chachamim really hold that midyareis you get Kriya Shema until Amar HaShachar. But why do they say until chatzos? Kidei lachik ato ben avera. Uketanya Chacham also sayg v'devrayim. The Kriya goes on to say that Chachamim made a fence. They made a sayg v'devrayim that a person shouldn't come from the sada, from the field at night, and he shouldn't eat. But rather, he should wait to say Kriya Shema, then afterwards he should eat, because perhaps he'll fall asleep, and he'll miss the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. Okay. Now, the Gemara and of Tesem and Aleph deals with the machlokes of Gamliel Chachamim. Okay? The Gemara in Tesem and Aleph on the Pisgah, Ma'isish Bona V'chule. So the Gemara says, V'adhashto lo shmielu adra Gamliel. Right? This is the first time that Rav Gamliel's children heard his opinion. You can read Kriya Shema until Amar HaShachar. They were never by the Tati before. They never heard his opinion. So, Hachi Kamule. This is what they said to him. This is what the children of Gamliel said to Rav Gamliel. Rabbanan Paligi Iluch. In other words, Chachamim argue on you. V'yochid v'rabim halacha k'rabim. So do we say, Yochid v'rabim halacha like the rabbin? Or perhaps Rabban actually hold like you, which means they hold right. And now what they say for Chatzos, it's the Lach Adam Ben Avera. So we will say to Rabban, Rabban Kavos Zvirlo. Rabban hold like me. V'chayav l'atem. And you're chayav. V'haydi kamar Chatzos, and now we say Chatzos, Lach Adam Ben Avera. Okay? Now, and Rashi, right? So, in other words, what comes out from the Gemara is that Chacham agreed to Chacham Gamliel, that you read the Amar HaShachar, but they just said until Chatzos. Now, the fact is there is clearly a dispute between Rabbi Gamliel and between Rabbi Gamliel and Chachamim. What's the dispute? If, you know, Rabbi Gamliel claims that Chachamim agree with him. So the Rosh learns, right? The Rosh learns that in fact the machlokes between Rabbi Gamliel and Chacham is Rabbi Gamliel says you can read lechemchila into Lava Rashacha. Chachamim, right? Chachamim holds that the Chachila, you should read it until Chatzoyis. But after Chatzoyis, can you read Kriya Shema? And that's what the Rosh says explicitly, that in fact, that is the machlokes between Rabbi Gamliel and Chachamim. And that's, I'm reading from the Rosh in Halacha Tes. Rabbi Gamliel and Be'ashra Rabbi Rashacha, the Rosh says, right? Omer Rebbe Shmuel, the Gemara Paskins in Chesed Beis, Halacha Gamliel, Ve'ein Tzorech Lahachmir Lahachik Al Chatzoyis Lagabe Krishma. There's no reason for a person to try to read Krishma for Chatzoyis. Kamol Shad Devon, like in other things. The Chachamim Loi Polig Rabbi Gamliel, Ela Pesayik. The dispute between Gamliel and Chachamim is only on the Sayik, on this fence, this Chatzoyis fence. K'dei Lahachik Azob Naveira. Ve'en Gamliel Lo Matzik Lahachik, and Rabbi Gamliel does not require a person to be, you know, to try to read Krishma for Chatzais. Become a com, but since the Rosh is in a lechov, and the Shtos, Ach Yikrov, is Palo, Shlo Yichta Fena Shena. Okay, in other words, the Rosh learns what appears to be certainly the simple reading, I would say, of the Mishnah, but certainly what the Gemara seems to be is saying, is that, in other words, Chachamim agree you can read until Avad HaShachah, Chacham say lechatchila a priori person should try to get Krishma in before Chatzos, and Rabbi Gamliel holds that a person doesn't have to, in other words, a person doesn't have to try to be Krishma for Chatzos. He can wait until the last second. He shouldn't eat and drink. That's another shite. Another question. And so the Gemara in Chesamut Beis, the Gemara in Chesamut Beis, the Paskins like Rabbi Gamliel. It's Chesamut Beis. Omer Rav Yehuda b'Shmuel like Rabbi Gamliel. The Gemara Pasuk like Rabbi Gamliel. In which case, right? In which case, a person does not lechatchila a priori have to try to read Krishma chatzos. He could read Krishma a few minutes before Avad HaShachar, but he shouldn't eat or make a meal before that. That's a different issue. Okay, that's the psak of the Rosh, and that seems to be the simple meaning of the Gemara. Now, the interesting thing, I mean, there are several questions that we could ask on the question that the Rabbi Gamliel's children asked Rabbi Gamliel. I mean, what do you mean, Chachamim arguing you, should you do a Chachamim or not? I mean, Rabbi Gamliel, not only was their father, but more than that, I mean, Rabbi Gamliel's opinions were in the Mishnah. Clearly, clearly, at the time of when Rabbi put together the Mishnah, lo it mehil saloi kamav loi kamav. In other words, when Rabbi, you know, put together this Mishnah, the Gemara, There had not been a decision made that the Lachas HaChachamim, V'haraya, V'approof to that, is that in fact, the Gemara of the Bavli Paschal is like Rabbi Gamliel. So, in other words, what was the point of Rabbi Gamliel's children saying to him, Chacham argue on you? Right? And certainly, that might have been, and one could also say that they were the children of Rabbi Gamliel. That was the Messiah. They were the Talmidim of their father, like the Chazon Ish, we brought the Chazon Ish, that a person wasn't like Beisil Isaac or Bishami Isaac. What was their claim against their father saying, should we do like you, Chacham argue on you? So what? It wasn't established halacha is like either Chacham or Gamliel. Where, in fact, we have a suffix, we don't know to establish halacha, then for sure, like we explained in the previous shiur, then we go with Yochid and Rabbim. That's the time of the Gemara. But nonetheless, at the time of the writing of the Mishnah, you know, there wasn't a clear consensus halacha should be like the Yochid or the Rabbim.
Why is the Yochid? Why is the Yochid's opinion accepted over the Rabbi and the Gemara in this case?
Oh, that's a good question. We'll speak about that. It could very, very well be, actually, the Gemara actually brings from Rosh Shmuel Chai and Chesed Beis, and one could read Kriya Shema into Lava Rashacha. That's Moshe. But we'll speak about that. That's a good question. But in any case, I mean, the Gemara passes like that. The Gemara is supposed to pass the Gemara. Now, so in other words, but we're going to leave this question a little bit later, because the fact is that everybody who learns brachas learns the first Rabbeinu Yonah. And the first Rabbeinu Yonah, in light of this, is a very shocking thing. The Rabbeinu Yonah says, right, that I read from Rabbeinu Yonah, Chom Oimim, so he said, Rabbeinu Yonah says, Chacham Rabbeinu Chok and Abliyazah, B'Seif HaZman. Right, Chacham Rabbeinu Chok and Abliyazah, B'Seif HaZman. The Doshin, and they learn, B'Shop Makos Manshi B'nei Odom, Shaykh B'nei Odom, 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 Rabbi Yezid says, right, ad hashmer yishayna, that bishopcha in the Torah means when you lie down, when you go to sleep. And then Lil Chachamim, right, both are of the opinion, bishop means any time that you're sleeping. Okay? And he says, Rafil Chachamim, the Amar ad chatzayis, enu chogar b'gablio, b'inyin hadrasha bishopcha. In other words, Chachamim ad agnan gablio, right, regarding the Torah prescription of Bishopacha when you read Kriya Shema. The Mirna Minatera Zamana Kol HaLayla. In other words, they agree that the time is Kol HaLayla. And the Plukta Amlil Chom Havi Besayik. They're arguing on the Sayik. Which means what? The Chachom Ayu Oizin Sayik Lahachar Adam Anavera. Chachom Ben Asayik. The disciples of Anavera. Ram Galil Lochayish Vasayik. Okay? Now, so up to now, very good. We're like the Rosh. The argument is on the Sayik. But the Rebbeinu Yonah interprets the Sayyid differently than the Rosh. The Rosh understands the Sayyid means the Chadchila, read Kriya Shema for Chatzos, but afterwards, with the image, you can read it. Right? Umiyu, says the Rebbeinu Yonah, Ben Chachamim, Ben Rabbeinu Gamliel, what's Gamliel Chachamim, Kulu Mait the Chadchila Tzor the Kriya Shema for Chachamim. But both of Gamliel and Chachamim both agree that Chadchila, you should read it for Chachamim. Like it says in the Gemara and Dalam and Beis, Lo ye adam ba ben asada ba el a person come from the field, right? And the Ben Yonah understands is the Gamliel also ascribed to this opinion that a person should try to read Kriya Shema as early as possible, certainly shouldn't eat before he reads Kriya Shema. Okay, so what's the machlokes? So says the Ben Yonah machlokes like this. Since the Gamliel agrees that there's a sayik until Chatzos too, for the price of double days which I just quoted for you. There's no reason why Gamliel disagrees on that price. Huh? Why make a new machlokes? So, in fact, says the Rabbeinu Yonah, Chachamim hold that if a person did not read Kriya Shema before Chatzos, even b'di'evet, he can't read after Chatzos. That's what Rabbeinu Yonah says. So, feel that b'di'evet in the yotze, ela ad Chatzos, b'shem sayin. You're not even yotze. Right? And Gamliel says, no, b'di'evet yotze kol alayla. So Ben Yonah asked the question and said, how could it possibly be? If the Torah, you can read it until Abba Shachar, how could Chachamim come along and say that you're not Yaitse until you have to read it? So Ben Yonah brings a famous Gemara. Ben Yonah brings a famous Gemara in Yevamos that says that if a mitzvah, right, and we know they make Chazal Min HaGzeira not to take the Abba Minim on the first day of Sukkah. So not to take Lo Shei on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, when the first day of Rosh Hashanah, Sukkah falls out on Shabbos. And why is that true? Because, and they made a Gzeira, the person might be Mava Abba is B'Shus HaRabim, a person might come to Mechal Shabbos. So because of that, the Gemara says B'Shei V'Al Taseh, Chachamim, basically, right, were Mafkia, you know, did away with the mitzvah. A mitzvah is Aser Min HaTorah. So Rabbeinu Yonah says the same thing here too. In other words, as Rabbeinu Yonah, Kol Zman She'Oisin Ken Mishum Sayik, O Mishum Kima Mitzvah Atzma. In other words, a Sayik or Kima Mitzvah itself. The Hachi Chazidin B'Lulav Shemizu B'Natera Yemilisha. There's a mitzvah of taking lulav the first day, right? Rafilu, when it falls on Shabbos, Chasom Pat in a person from taking lulav. Agzera, you might have to carry it Abba Amos Yisharabim. And also, by Sadin B'tzitzis too, a person would sit where it sits, for example, with linen, Chachamim, you know, part of the person from wearing, from putting tzitzis on it because they might come to wear it at night, or Beged Laila because of Kilayim. So, says the Rabbeinu Yonah, right, here too. In other words, here too. So in other words, because of this, in fact, right, even though Mitzvah Shriya Kol HaSlayla, Patra is a Chabi Shum Sayyid Kedichsimna. So because of that, they patra the person for Riyah Kriya Shema, in fact, they not even Yetzay, because of Kriya Shema, because of Masayak too. Now, of course, this is a Ben Yena, has been much discussed, I'm not the first person to speak about it. I mean, the what you would call the Tzushtel, the analogy between Tzitzis and Tefillah, between Tzitzis and between Lulav and between Shofar, is that analogy to Kriya Shema. Because thereby, Lulav and Shofar, I'm worried about Bechal Shabbos. But here, I'm just worried about say Kriya Shema. So why ask for a person to say Kriya Shema after Chatzos if your whole purpose is the other person to say Kriya Shema? So the Yena, conceptually, is very difficult to understand. In any case, that's the Rabban Yena says. So the Rabban Yena learns, right, we'll get back to a little bit what is how he's learning deeper in the Sugya of the Gemara, but the Rabban Yena learns that the Braisa of Dalam and Beis that said Chachamim, right, made a Sayyak, right, also applies to Rabban Gamliel too. And so, in fact, because of this, Rabban Gamliel also holds I'm supposed to read Kriya Shema before Chatzos. And so the machlokes is, after Chatzos, can I still read Kriya Shema? Gamliel says, after Chatzos, I can still read Kriya Shema, but yeah, because I'm not Torah, right? I can still read it until Abba Shacha. And Chachamim say, no, they made a Sayyak, and you can't read it after Chatzos. That's what the Rabban Yonah says. Now, the interesting thing is that the Rambam, right, like this, the Rambam Paskins, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, and based upon the Rambam, I've been here to the Rambam too, says Shulchan Aruch in Reish Lamed Hei Siv Gimel, and this is actually the Shittas HaRambam, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins at the Rambam, in Reish Lamed Hei Siv Gimel, the Chathchila Tzok Lekoiz Kriya Shema Miyab It Says Chachavim. A person should try to read Kriya Shema immediately, it says Chachavim, Uzmana Ad Chatzi HaLayla, and you can read it till 12 o'clock. Vin ova v'icha, if a person missed 12 o'clock, 12 o'clock is already passed, the person has read Kriya Shema, yeah? Koyre ad shalom ad ha-shacha. V'kar ad shalom ha-chacha yidich ha-vasri. So if a person misses Chatzos and reads after Chatzos, then in fact actually he's yetzer b'diavad. And the question that's asked on this is the Rambam. The question is the Rambam is the Gemara passes the Rambam Gamliel. And like we said, I saw the passage of the Gemara is that you read Kriya Shema with Labas Shachal Chanchila. So the Rambam Paskins, you can read it till you have to read Chazit till Chatzos. The Rambam was Paskins certainly connected the Bavli. The other right, the Bavli, in other words, the Bavli Paskins once again the Chesed Beis. Omer Yehuda B'Shmuel Halak Gamliel. So the Rambam appears to be Paskin to connect the Bavli. He's Paskin, you have to be before Chatzos. That's the Pasch of the Bavli. So what I want to focus is the Goyim, the Grod, the Bia Grod, in fact, tries to explain the Shittas HaRambam. Okay, now, so first of all, Chachlil Tzulikot right on regarding the Makor LeMachabel. So the Mechor of the Mechabel, the Baal Goyin, the great-grandfather of the Goyin, as we learned about last week, brings the Mechor as the Rambam, in Hilchos Kriya Shema Perek Aleph Halacha Tes, and also the Bnei Yoyin. Right? And the Gor brings the Rambam. Im Ovan, was that which the Mechabel says, the person, you know, says Kriya Shema after, you know, doesn't get to say Kriya Shema before Chatzos, he says afterwards is Yetzim in the Yevet. And the Goyin says, Rambam, in the Baal Gor, Sivkan Yud Gimel, Rambam Kriya Shema Perek Aleph Halacha Tes, and says, and now the Goyim locates the source for the Rambam in the Yerushalmi. You can't say in the Bavli. The Bavli is clearly going connected to the Pesach of the Rambam. So the Goyim lists, locates the source of the Rambam in the Yerushalmi. Says the Goyim, U'kamo shekazam Yerushalmi sham, v'magamliyo polig rabbonin v'avda uvda kavasin. The Gemara asks the question, Rabbi Gamliel, Argos Rabbanon, V'Ovid Uvda Kavasim, but still he did like his own opinion. He didn't, you know, succumb to the majority opinion. And the Gemara asks a question, how can that possibly be? Whereas it brings Rabbi Meir Argos Rabbanon, but didn't pass it like himself. Rabbi Kiva, Adrabbanan, Rabbanus. The Gemara brings a whole list of cases of Tanayim, Yechidim, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Kiva, who argued the Chachamim. When it came to Allah Lamaisa, the Rishami says they didn't want to rely upon their own minority opinion, but they deferred to the Psak, the ruling of the majority, right? Okay, and then Gemara is Rosh Yochai, right? Okay, so V'tiretz b'Yerushalmi, and the Yerushalmi answers, the guy, this is the guy calling the Yerushalmi, Tamara Yochayim Nekayim Devei Chachamim. In other words, in those cases where Yechidim, minority opinions, accede to majority opinion, that's in the case where the majority opinion, right, can be carried out. In other words, in those cases, a person, you know, could perform the halacha like the majority, right? But I'm hacha. In the case over here, in other words, in the case of Kriyashma, Kavar Arba Chatzos. In other words, Chatzos is already passed. In the case of Rabbi Gamliel, Chatzos is already passed. V'lo hayu yecholim l'kayim divrei chachamim. And they could have been l'kayim divrei chachamim. Amalai, ad u'de kavasim v'zeo shekazim b'lava. In other words, Rabbi Gamliel said to his children, right now, you can't be Mekayim, you can't say Krishma Chachamim, Chatzos is past, so you can do like me. Okay? Okay, now. And says the guy, it's low kind of rush. And it's not like the rush. Okay? However, says the guy, but the Rambam, Spirit of the Chachamim, feel the Evel Yotza. It was the Rambam holds the Chachamim, even with the Evel, you're not Yotza. V'lo yikwa klal al Chatzos. You shouldn't read him to Chatzos. Kama shekazas is yavamas, shem yaltes yichol lako divay teira. Chachamu oge divay teira, v'chein kosa mele yoyna, v'chein mashu sham yana. In other words, the Yerushalmi is mashma, that the Chatzos is going to come, you're not yaitse. The Pope Omer Uda Kavase, v'sham b'dievenu. No, there was b'dieven. B'dieven, they were at this chasna, they got drunk, whatever it is, and they missed Kriya Shema, and the Yerushalmi says they couldn't make any Chachamim anymore. Was it mashma? The Yerushalmi holds that according to Chachamim, after Chatzos, you can't read Kriya Shema anymore. Ella, so that's the Goyin says. So the Rambam passes like the Yerushalmi. Says the Goyin.
He could be passing, if you're learning the Gemara that way, the Machlokes that way, he could be passing like the Bavli also.
No, but the Bavli is very clearly not like that. The Bavli, in Testament Aleph, when we saw the Bavli, it was very clear that Rabbi Gamliel says that Chacham hold like me.
Right, that's the Bavli.
Well, we'll get to
Medigan.
I know. Let's just read the Gemara. I hear your question. We'll get to your question in 1 second. I want to go a little slow. Okay? El de Gemara di Dan lo mashmakei. In our Gemara, is not mashma like this, says the guy. In other words, Gemara is not mashma like that. Our is mashma, according to Chacham, you can read from Hashacha. And Goyin says, with our Gemara, you could have answered the Kasha of the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says, how could Rabbi Gamliel do like Chacham? And the answer is, he was doing like Chacham. But the Yerushalmi didn't learn like that. Okay? Now, it could possibly be that, and he says, maybe you can argue based on Machlup in Tanakamra and Gamliel, but says, right? So, Aval Yesh Lamad HaKara Lidl Chamos Ril Lekain, V'Aloch HaKrabim, Gamliel B'Diyavit, U'Vifrat Sharamam Neit Tamin Neit Ha'achai Rushalmi. In other words, the Rambam is positive to Rushalmi over the Bavli coins of the gun. Okay? Now, actually, I skipped over a very few lines of the guy. I'm going to go back to those guys. What about Tanakamra and Gamliel? But in any case, what I want to say is that, in other words, the Goyin understands clearly that the Rambam is paskening like the Yerushalmi connected to the Bavli. Okay? That's what the Goyin is saying. Okay, now, before I look at the Yerushalmi, examine the Yerushalmi very carefully, I want to claim that even without looking at the Yerushalmi, first of all, it doesn't seem to me a very simple thing to say the Rambam is paskening like the Yerushalmi over the Bavli. Number one is, this is what Lippi asked the question. The Rabban Yehuda, and the Goyin mentions, the Rabban Yehuda holds like the Rambam. The Rabban Yehuda doesn't bring the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi mandach ha-shmei. The Rabban Yehuda learns that the Gemara Dan Rabbeis, which says Chacham Men HaSayyik, applies to Gamliel too. So as far as the Rabban Yehuda is concerned, right, this is the Pesach of the Bavli. I was already going to do a test of an Aleph, I'm not sure. But in any case, the Beit Yaina does not mention anything about the Lushalmi, which means that the Psalm of the Rambam was based upon the Lushalmi, and the Beit Yaina, because the God agrees with the Rambam, why didn't the Beit Yaina bring the Lushalmi? This means Lushalmi. That's exhibit number one. Exhibit number two, some of you are not going to like this exhibit, but I'm going to bring it anyway. But many, many years ago, in the Cairo Geniza, they found fragments of Yerushalmi. And they couldn't decipher where these fragments came from. Until Shaul Lieberman, and there's a long introduction, he printed out a thing called Hilchos El Yisrael. Shaul Lieberman, I think, proved, and this was also proven with based upon Kisveyat, that actually, that the Rambam, and the Rambam mentions this as a parish Mishnayos in several places, in Tomid, the Rambam actually had written a type of riff on the Yerushalmi. In other words, the Rambam, just like the riff, wrote a, in other words, the halachos gedolos of the riff are basically, the riff takes the main halachos sugyos of the Bavli and, you know, and writes, or in other words, or either writes whom the Gemara paskins like, or in fact he himself paskins. The Rambam did the same thing with the Yerushalmi. And I think it's called Hilchos El Yisrael. I don't know, but anyway, it's a sefer. It's long out of print. I even have a Xerox in front of me. So it turns out the Rambam, and the Rambam mentions this. Isn't that something that, you know, and it's not, you don't have to be a scholar to this. If you know the parish of the Rambam, mentions his Hilchos Yerushalmi that he has, he was working on. So I figured, if in fact the Goyim is right, I ought to find it in the halachas of the Yerushalmi of the Rambam. And lo and behold, I did not find it. Which means to me, clearly, I mean, one could argue with, you know, Professor Lieberman, but
it can't be a missing piece from this.
It could be, it's possible. But I'm saying, but the entire Yerushalmi is intact. I think it's only the first two Prokem of Ksuvos, but all the Perek Aleph is intact. In other words, this should have appeared. The Rambam is taking the Yerushalmi of the Bavli. So, I love that. Since this is not to be found, so this leads me to believe that the Makor of the Rambam is not the Yerushalmi. Okay, exhibit number two. Now, however, I want to claim that it's not so simple to me that the Yerushalmi itself represents the Psak of the Rambam. And let me explain you why. Because, once again, the Yerushalmi goes on and asks the question, right? The Yerushalmi says, "Ma'is shabo bonav v'chulei." Says Yerushalmi, "Rabban Gamliel polagam bonav v'ader uvde kavase." Kavase, Rabban Gamliel argued on Rabbanan, but acted upon his own opinion. He didn't, you know, he didn't accede to the majority.
No, these though.
The Yerushalmi brings Rabbi Meir, didn't do something like that. Rabbi Kiva do something like that, etc., etc. So the Gemara says, right? So the Gemara gives two answers. Yerushalmi gives two answers. Shanyach, here's it. Chi Lashimun. No, it's when you say Kliyashma, it's like a Kaya Bateya. You're reading Pesukim of Teira. Okay? That's one answer. And then Yerushalmi gives another answer. There, in those cases of Abay and Rabbi Akiva, you can make a Kaya Bateya. But after Chatzos was over, and you came behind the Chachamim. Okay, first of all, like this. Let's take the two answers. Actually, it's interesting that the Goyin brings the second answer. The Goyin says that the reason according to Chachamim you can't read out Chatzos is because it's absurd, it's forbidden. They were oikadav and atayla. So how can Rabbi Gamliel say that there you can't be Mekayim Divrei Chachamim, it was there you can't be Mekayim, here you can't be Mekayim Divrei Chachamim. And therefore, if you can't be Mekayim, you might be Mekayim me. But according to Chachamim, it's also to read Kriyash by Etz HaChatzos. Just like it's also to take the Abba Minim when the first day of Sukkot falls out on Shabbos, and it's also to blow Shofar when the first day of Sukkot falls out on Shabbos.
Mm-hmm.
Then you said that it's
us,
or just that you're not
yet. No. But the guy brings the Gemara in the Vav is the Lo'ikah Dovah Ben Atayra.
What would it say that it's us, or that you're not yet?
The Benihis is not Yaisi, but the Goyim says they will like a Dovah Menatera. It brings from the Gemara Yavamas. I'm asking, but the Goyim says they will like a Dovah Menatera. I understand it. So therefore, the Goyim will tell the Ben Yoyner that Binyamin, you're not Yaisi, but it's also do so too.
Who said?
Because the Goyim rise, they acid it, the like a Dovah Menatera. I'll read the Goyim again. The Goyim says, this is the way the Goyim is learning. Right? So he says, I feel the Emelo Yotze, the lo yikra klala chatzoyz. The person shouldn't read after chatzoyz. Like it says, you know, vomis, they can look at the Torah. It's Bashri, they answered it. He's making the same analogy to Lulav. Can you shake Abinam on Shabbos? No. Can you blow Shev on Shabbos? The answer is no. The Benyan understands, I mean, the Goyan understands, and this is probably the chat of Benyan too, if we're making the analogy, the Tzushta, between Lulav, Shefa, when the other falls out on Shabbos, and the case of Kriya Shema, it's also to do so. But when they go back in the mitzvah, but I think it's also to do so. So in other words, how could the Ushami say, Rav Gamliel says, now you can't do like Chacham and do like me. What are you talking about? He's running, it's a head-on collision. Chacham saying it's also to be Kriya Shema now. That's the second Torah. The first Torah is everything too. Why are you saying you're only saying Divrei Torah? So what was Divrei Torah? You can't be Kriya Shema as Divrei Torah. So clearly, my personal opinion is that in the Lushalmi, it's very clear that according to Chachamim, you can't read after Chatzos. You can't read after Chatzos. Now, what's interesting is, this appears to be the opinion of the Lushalmi. That's why it's good. You can't have Chatzos, but it's Divrei Torah. What's according to Chachamim, it's Divrei Torah. Just like, for example, a person can read after Shalosh Shais, the Mishnah says. Same thing here, too. Or here, in other words, according to Rabbi Yehuda says, look, it's after Chatzos, because Chum say you can't read the Chatzos, so what can you do? So you have to go do like me. But then the Chazal are coming and saying, it's us to do so. Chum, no, you can't read after Chatzos. Now, this is the position of the Ushalmi. Now, what's interesting is, this position of the Ushalmi is, how is Ushami reading in the Mishnah? Because the Mishnah says, Raicham Abu Machatzois, and Rama Gamliel, right? Cham says Lachatzois, and Rama Gamliel says that Lama Abu Chamar Chatzois, Kedei Lachek Adam Bin Avera. So you have to say that there's a machloikas between, either you have to say, there's a machloikas, how Rama Gamliel and Tana Kama. Learn Chacham in the Mishnah. In other words, Chacham in the Mishnah, right? Chacham in the Mishnah, learning only read until Chatzos. And Rama Gamliel learns it though. Chacham in the Mishnah holds Chatzos is only a Sayyad, but afterwards you can read Kriya Shema. Or it could possibly be that when the Mishnah says, Lozu Bulvad, is that speaking about Chacham and about Kriya Shema? In other words, the Ushami learned Chachamim Omer Machatzos. Rabbi Gamliel says Adma Shachar. His children came to him and said, "What?" So he said, "Kol Mashu Chachatzos Mitzvah Hashilah Omer Shachar." What does it mean? In other words, every place where Chachamim said Chatzos, not even by Kriyishba, by Hekta Chalovim, right? By Chodeh Cholam Liyoyim Echad, right? Where they said Chatzos, they lachmud Avavera. In other words, he wasn't referring to Kriya Shema, he was speaking to Hekta Chalavim and other things in the Torah that the Mishnah lists. But actually, that was just an Achatzos in the Mishnah, Achatzos and Vesulimidi. But in any case, that appears to be the Shita of the Ushalmi. The Bavli doesn't learn like that. The Bavli obviously learns that when it says the mitzvah, right, called Moshe Mochot Atzichal Vinaveva, it includes Kriya Shema. But the Ushami didn't learn the Mishnah like that. The Ushami learned the Mishnah totally different. By the way, Derech Agav, the Ushami's Mashma, then the Mishnah that was actually Achilz Pesachim too until Chatzos. Okay? Now, so then it goes like this. So for this reason, It can't be, for this reason, I want to claim, it can't be that the Rambam is going to let the Yerushalmi. Why? Because, first of all, according to the Yerushalmi, Chum said you can't eat at all at the Chatzos. So, you know what, you can't say that, in other words, it's not that Rambam completely, who says Rambam said the to read it at the Chatzos? In other words, according to Yerushalmi, Rambam completely says you can read Rambam HaShach, Chum said the Chatzos, that's it. That's the machlokes about the Yerushalmi. But there's no chatzos because of sayin, lechachila b'diyev. But rather, my conclusion is, based upon the string of the Yerushalmi, which does not support, I'm saying very, very humbly, does not support the Goyim's position. In fact, goes direct against the Goyim's position. And based upon exhibits A and B, right, the Ben Yehuda and the Hilchos El Tisrael, right, put together by Professor Shaul Lieberman, then we have to say that no, the Rambam is basing himself on the Banda Bavli. Now, so therefore, I mean, the question is, how is, in other words, for whatever reason, the Rabbeinu Yena learned the Bavli, because Rabbeinu Yena doesn't mention the Yerushalmi, the Rambam must have learned the same way too. Now, the Goyim could say that there's a machloikas, the guy does mention, Yesh loyma the tanakama alila chom los fiulakei, v'alocha kar mamlila b'diyevet. In other words, it could possibly be, says the guy, that tanakama, which is chomer chatzois, doesn't hold like that. Tanakama holds that the chachila, in other words, tanakama holds, in other words, it can be machloikas between tanakama and Rabban Gamliel. In other words, Tanakama holds, the way it is in the Goyim, right? Right, in other words, Tanakama holds, you can read it to Chatzos, you can read it to Chatzos, right? Rabban Gamliel says no. Gamliel says that the Chachamim, who said a Chatzos, it's in the Hakadom and Aveim, you can read B'diyam and Chatzos too. In other words, basically, in other words, the Goyim wants to say that it could possibly be that Tanakama holds, Tanakama holds, Chachamim holds, it's in Chatzos, and in the Chatzos you can't read. The Goyim would probably say because they met a Sayyid and they were Oikin Dachim Adatera. But Gamliel says, no, they weren't Oikin Dachim Adatera, they just met a Sayyid L'Chachim. And we hold the Gamliel with the Yemen, which brings it at the Chatzos, I can read, right? In other words, we hold it like Gamliel in Chachamim, that I can read, and we hold the Gamliel's understanding of Chachamim with the Yemen. That's the way the Goyim wants to learn, perhaps. But in any case, that's what I proposed before them. Anyways, the fact is that we cannot say that that's the Makor of the Rambam. And then we'll shout me. That's, I think, is very, very clear. Okay? The question is, the Rambam and the Ben Yehuda, what are they talking about? So, clearly, the Ben Yehuda, is basing himself on the Gemara's Talmud Beis. The Ben Yehuda says, right, Chomar Chatzos, and the Gemara Talmud Beis says, they made a Sayag. The person should, right? Clearly, the Bavli learns in Chachamim. That Chatzai is Lachman Aveva. But once again, what does Lachman Aveva mean? And then it says, Kitanya Chacham also Sayag. Now, what's a Sayag? In the Rambam, it's clear. In Hilchos Bamidbar, a sayag is an isser. In other words, according to the Rambam, a sayag is a rabbinical isser. Chacham also the way. When I say you can't do something chachila, that's not called a sayag in the Rambam. In the Rambam, a sayag means a rabbinical isser. So when the Gemara says, for example, let me give an example. The Brisa goes on to Talmud Beis and says, right? Chacham also the way. And said that a person shouldn't eat before it says Kriya Shema. And it says, V'chala oival divrei chachamim chayav misa. It's usher. There's a rabbinical prohibition to eat before what? Before you say Kriya Shema. In other words, let's go back and go down the Beis. The Gemara Rabbe says, what is chatzos? Chatzos can hachlam l'veira. Ki detanya chachamim asu sayak. What was the sayak? The Brisa speaks about eating before Kriya Shema, right? Like the Brisa goes on and says, right? לא יהיה עוד לבוא ולעשות לבא אלה, ואוי באלך לבייסי, ואולכו קימה, ואשת קימה, ואישה קימה, וכה אקר קויש מספלה. וכן פשעי דם לצי יושב כל הלילה, ואוי עוד בנעשות לבא, בערב נבח דגדדה. סייאק, מי זה סוסר? וזה לך תתרי. הם קוראים את אחד וחום, וחי הניסה. So, when the price is says, וכן עושו סייאק, זה פרן לחד סייס too. So in other words, סייאק means, Chachamim made an issa to read Kriyishma in the Chatzos. That's what Sayyad means. So, the Rabbeinu is right. That's the Pshat of the Mediyana. The Rabbeinu understands that Chachamim made an issa to read Kriyishma after Chatzos. And according to Chachamim, if you read, it's forbidden to read Kriyishma after Chatzos. And if you're in the Chatzos, Ma'ani, Rabbanan, Avada, in fact, why? You're not Yotze. The Gemara says in Gittin, Ma'ani Tachad Rabbanan, if you're Yotze. In the language of Rabban Shal Yisrael, they're Mavkiya, the Mitzvah Kriya Shva. Chacham had the authority of Mavkiya, the Mitzvah Kriya Shva. And Rabban Gamliel comes along and says, no! Chatzos is only Chachila, but in the end, you can read any Chatzos. So, in other words, basically, the Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rambam were learning simply the Bavli. They were learning simply Bavli. The Chacham made a Sayyad. And the Siyag made it was also. And that's what they learned. Ah, the Gemara says in Tesam and Aleph, they came to him and said, Acham cholik on your young little Rabbim. Or maybe Chachamim hold like you first of all. Right? So, and they said, V'adikam al-chasoyik l'albin al-vela. So, Rabban Gamliel said, Rabbanan hold like me, and I have to read a Chatzos. So in other words, that's what Rabban Gamliel said to them. They hold like me, and you read the Chatzos. But in Dalamud Beis, the Gemara clearly is arguing on that. In Dalamud Beis, the Baisa clearly says, or the Gemara brings two Baises, Ki Netanya! Chachamali, in other words, the Stam Gemara argues on Rabban Gamliel's explanation. In other words, the children, the bottom of the bill came to him to come and argue on you. And you can't read after Chatzos, so they agree with you. And Gamliel said, they agree with me. That's what Gamliel. And Gamliel, of course, I won't see the Gia Badama. There's no the Gia when it comes to Lugan Atayah, right? And Chazali said, not like the Alto of the Babka. But in other case, that's Testament Aleph. But in Dalamud Beis, the Gemara clearly indicates the opposite. In Dalamud Beis, the Gemara clearly indicates the opposite. The Chatzos was a Sayyad. Just like a person cannot eat before he reads Kriya Shema, and that's called an Avela, that's called an Issa. So just like eating before Kriya Shema is an Issa, so therefore it's also that say after Chatzos, that say Chachamim, and the Gemara in Dalam Beis was paskening, ruling against the Shita of Gamliel. So the fact is, or maybe it's Machlokes Tanakam, Rav Gamliel. So in other words, so it is true that the Gemara passes like Rabban Gamliel. But Chachamim held that it's also true in the Chatzos. So the Mediyana and the Rambam are stooped, are rooted in the Bavli. With due respect to the good, I think that we'd have to look for the Yerushalmi. It's interesting that the Goyim says that Rambam neita acha Yerushalmi. But I don't think here.
Which is true. Many cases.
In several cases, although we have to examine those cases to meet the shem.
I mean, if he made Torah as Israel, then...
Well, it's a different. Whatever. No, Yerushalmi, because there's no Masechtas on Zoraya, there's a different. Whatever it is. I wanted to say, I mean, I don't think this is properly, you know, actually this is a very, very big topic, but I just want to discuss this point of the Goyim. There's actually a little bit of a contradiction, the Stila, and the Rambam. The Rambam, in his Hakdama to the Mishnah Torah, says that, right, he brings the list of all Chachamim, the Rambam says, Lavidu Rav Ashi, Soim Chach Be'a Talmud, and he says that, right, they were b'chabed the Talmud HaBavli, et Rav Yechel was b'chabed the Talmud Yerushalmi, and says the Rambam, Ve'in Shnei HaTalmudim, who perished the Rav Mishnah, who be a Mukoysa, with the very Chachapot, Bezdin, from Menor Kodesh, El Chibar Talmud. It says the Rambam, Uv Shnei HaTalmudim, Ve'na Toisefta, Ve'sefro, Ve'sefri, Toisefta is. Right? Kulam is Baal Isa Vamuta Vatava Chaya Vapasol. In other words, the Rambam does indicate that this Vaheta doesn't come exclusively for the Babli, because we'll Shalmi too, as well as for the Safra, the Sefri, and the Tezaptish. On the other hand, the Rambam does say, right, that Kol Advolim Shibatama Babli Chayavim Kubi Yisrael Lezbeh. In other words, all the things that Talmud Bavli, the Rambam says, everybody has to go according to them. We could be called the Ia, the Chobadim Medina, etc., etc. In other words, the Rambam does indicate, though, that the Dovash of Armenia, the thing that Pilate's got for it, is the Bavli, because all of Klai Yisrael is Bekabalit. Anyway, this is an interesting Dekuda, because we do know that there are cases, there are many cases in which the Rambam will actually paskin a Tosefta, or Yerushalmi, or Sifor, the Sifri, connecting the Bavli. That we know for sure. The question is exactly how the Rambam sort of illustrates. But
how,
yeah,
from the first quote, how do we know that's even connected to Bavli? Maybe it only means in those things there's no Bavli?
That's true. That's true. You could say it like that. But the fact is that since we see the Rambam made possibly Yerushalmi and the Bavli, undoubtedly, so therefore we see that, you know, that's why it was able to destroy. I mean, the fact is, this is not only the Rambam, but we see many cases the other Rishon, the Ramban, for example, at the end of Kedusha, the famous Ramban, that says that we Samech and Yerushalmi were in the Bavli because the Yerushalmi underwent through less, I guess, Tikkun Seifrim, the Ramban, the Luchem, is the end of Kedusha. But in any case, in other words, no, I'm just saying this is that it's clearly indicated. And many times the Ramban will go like a deceptive, can I get the, I mean, according to, in Ashkafasakotakam and Chasibis Hashas, spoke about the Bari Kurke, so located a Psak of the Ramban to Tesefer, can I get the, the Stam Bavli. In other words, you know, it is clear that all of the four Shabbat Astor, the main times of Rambam, will rule like a Roshamet Deceptor, Kenega, the Sugya of the Bavli. And now, of course, this is something which I don't, can't go into right now. I'm just saying this, that this is indicated here in the Hakdama to the Mishnah Torah. But in any case, but I want to, now that we've taken care of that, I want to raise an interesting question. This is the question that I actually raised at the very beginning of the Shia. I mean, first of all, Rabbi Gamliel's children are coming to him. They're coming to him, Doctor, what should we do? Chacham l'chaylik on you. Should you like you like a chaman? Whatever, of course, we take a question to Rabbi Gamliel, but besides that, too, I mean, the question is, well, so what? The Lachim wasn't Paskin yet. I mean, we spoke about that the Das Yachid is brought in many places. I mean, and on the contrary, I mean, And the Gemara Paschal is like a Gamliel. Clearly, there was no Psak Halacha yet. And not only that, what's the Gemara saying over here? To the Ushami saying too. How can Rabbi Yochanan Chalak Rabbanon? How can Rabbi Meir be Chalak Rabbanon? How can Rabbi Kiva be Chalak Rabbanon? What are you talking about? Why can't they be Chalak Rabbanon? I mean, the Mishnayis clearly brings the importance of you. And another question you could ask is that, in other words, why these cases? Every case in Shas Yochid that happen, happen to be a Yochid. Now, there's a simple answer you can give. A simple answer is, why the Gemara pick on these cases? In these cases, the cases that are brought over here, for example, right, brings a case, that the Chachamim, Rabbi Kiva Meir, were aware of Chachamim Chodek on them, and they say that they're aware of Chachamim. That's what Ushami does. And Mughal obviously was aware of Chachamim Chodek on them. Now, it could possibly be, is that the notion of Yochid Rabbim, which is brought in the Mishnah, is they're not sitting in one room, and the Yochid is arguing the Rabbim, and we rule like the Rabbim. In other words, the Yochid is somewhere else in time, and Rebbe brought an opinion of what he would call Chachamim, probably the majority opinion. Look, usually the majority opinion, and they brought it down to someone else. But they weren't sitting in one room, right? Arguing, because they're sitting in one room, we have Achab Lahatas. And that's why the Bavli can rule like a minority, instead of the majority. Because they're not sitting in one room. This is a cloud we see in many of the Falsh Bar. Chayyim speaks about this in many places. In other words, it could possibly be in these places. Could possibly be Rabbi Kiva Meir, Rabbi Gamliel was sitting in the Sanhedrin, right? And the Sanhedrin overruled it, and because of that, they said it to the Rabbin. But in fact, if a mayor had said his point in isolation, if a kibbutz said his point in isolation, then we would ask the question, how can a mayor go against that? Or we could say that a person, Now came to Rabbi Gamliel and said, I know Chacham are arguing on you. In other words, Rabbi Gamliel has a right to his own opinion. But let's see a person, in this case his children, came to him and said, we know Chacham are arguing you. Who should we do like? Should we do like Chacham? Or should we do like you? In other words, we can answer it in one of these two ways. But in any case, the question is rather interesting, is still very strange. In other words, the Gemara is so surprised that Rabban Gamliel would do like his own opinion. Why not? That's why we're the Paskins. But it would seem to me that really here what we're dealing with is actually a deeper issue, what's called Yochid Rabban. Okay? And unfortunately, this is not going to be the time that we're going to be able to get into this. I'm going to have to actually lodge into a Simchat Hashem beginning of next year. And this time, believe that I'm going to actually follow through on this, like I hypocritically did not do in the previous time. But actually, this will actually touch onto the concepts of the Kasimas and Shas. Is that, in other words, we spoke about Yochid Rabban. We know that, for example, that if the Bava, we've spoken about the Bava doesn't pass good, like any opinion, we use it, go Rabba, can I get a Yochid? If the Bava though has the authority to rule, like a Yochid, of a Rabba, like the Mishnah says in Enyas. But there we're speaking about, there's a Yochid for Rabba Machlokas of the Mishnah, how do the Borayim pass good? Or, for example, or alternatively, how do the Rishonim pass good? But the question is, if there's a Yochid for Rabba, we'll turn to Tanayim, right? Do we make the same klal of rules there, or do we say differently? Okay, and then Mr. Shem would actually speak about next week. In any case, from a undisclosed location, Yerushalayim HaKodesh, until next week, Haslacha v'chol tov.